But first, I took a lift downstairs to the clinic. Where Dr. Kumar was poised with a needle full of Botox to help one of his patients. He was called
Sanjay Sharma.
And the problem she has is for the last few months, she's having difficulty in opening mouth. And she has involuntary closure of mouth. So without her control, mouth is being closed. So because of that, she has tongue bites and it's quite inconvenient. You can see her neck. There's some contraction of the neck also. So she keeps on moving the facial muscle and the neck muscle. This condition is known as dystonia.
And you can see that the jaw is quite, it's kind of collapsed and gone much smaller, and the mouth is very tight, but also quite saggy in, around the lips. And then the neck keeps on tensing up and moving.
The muscles which closes the jaw, that is contracting involuntarily. Mouth is all the time collapsed. So this is very important to give her functional benefit.
So being able to speak, for example.
So she can speak better, she can eat better. Because right now what's happening that she cannot put the muscles of food properly in the mouth because mouth doesn't open widely. She has taken various treatment. Dystonia can be treated by some medications also. The result is not very good. It's poor actually. So the Botox is the mainstream treatment of the dystonia.
So that's Botox that's usually used in cosmetic surgery to get rid of wrinkles, for example.
Exactly. Botox, whenever I say Botox to a patient, I don't want to go for cosmetic purpose by using Botox. But Botox has a lot of medical indications. That includes dystonia. That includes spasticity also. In a spastic child, you can use Botox. Nowadays, Botox can also be used for excessive salivation or drooling. So it has a lot of medical indication, which people are not very much aware of.
And Dr. Kumar is now taking an injection of Botox. And
I'll palpate her facial jaw muscles to see that which muscle is stiff. There's a muscle over here known as masseter, which is a strong muscle at the side of the jaw. So what I will do, I like to inject Botox in this muscle. But what happens, this is a thin sheet of muscle. When you go for injection of masseter muscle, you may overshoot the muscle and you may inject in some other area. So you need some guide for that. And that guide is EMG, electromyogram machine, just to see that I'm right spot.
So the needle with the Botox in the syringe is also attached to an EMG machine, which is measuring the electrical activity of the muscles contracting, kind of almost spasming as a result of the dystonia.
In this needle, the advantage is that once I'm inside, when I know that I'm inside the muscle, at the same time I can inject. So it has a portal for the injection also.
So Dr. Kumar is now probing the jaw and finding the muscles that are contracting.
This sound of crackling sound, that means I'm right muscle, contracting muscle, you can see.
And on the EMG screen, you can see spikes of electrical activity of the muscles are continually contracting.
Yeah. Now, I'm very clear that I'm right muscle. I'll inject the Botox, the dose of what I decided, at the same place. If I have any confusion, I ask the patient to clench the jaw and hear the sound.
So her jaw is opening and there's no sound?
As she's contracting her jaw, I can hear the sound. That I'm very clear that the needle is inside the jaw.
And he's now pressing down on the plunger of the syringe and injecting, it looks like about 10 milliliters of Botox solution. And out comes the needle and the EMG machine is silent. So what exactly is the Botox doing to the muscles and the nerves there?
Botox works in neuromuscular junction. It is not working on muscle or nerve, but neuromuscular junction.
So that's the kind of the gap between the nerve endings and the beginning of the muscle.
Exactly. So when we have to do any activity, brain gives signals from the brain to the spinal cord, to nerve, and this signal is transmitted to the muscle. So to transmit that signal, you have to go through the gap. Just before the gap, at the ending of nerve, there's a chemical is released. The name is acetylcholine. So once acetylcholine is out, it will cause contraction of muscle. What is happening in her case? More information is coming from the brain than required. So more electrical activity, more acetylcholine. So what Botox does, it reduces the secretion of acetylcholine from the nerve ending. so that muscle is not overcontracted.
And that's why it also works in plastic surgery in order to stop people being able to frown or even smile, causing contractions of their muscles.
Yeah. In cosmetics, whatever you see the wrinkles, actually they are activity of muscles. They're contracted muscles. The wrinkles on the forehead, the wrinkles on the cheek. So by Botox, you reduce that activity. That's why it becomes flat. You look younger. At the same time, if you want to smile, you can't smile properly because muscles are weak.
And how are you feeling after that injection?
So she's telling that it was not that much painful. It was minimally painful.
Thanks to Sanjeev Somar and Dr. Kumar.